A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast, a show where we bring you all the Liverpool stories that you need to know in quick format so you can get on with the rest of your days and, of course, maybe avoid having to scroll through the absolute minefield of social media, Liverpool Twitter in particular, which can be, it's an experience, let's just put it that way. It isn't always a good one either. Going to speak to you about Andre later on, but first I want to talk about Mohamed Salah and the continued stories linking him with a move to the Saudi Pro League. According to a report from Sport Zone, they say talks between Liverpool's Mohamed Salah and Saudi Arabian side Al Ittihad are progressing. Salah's future has been called into question on multiple occasions, although his agent, Rami Abbas Ita, has denied it. However, Sports Zone say that they are now confident of bringing Salah to the Gulf State before the end of this summer's Saudi transfer window, which, according to them, closes on the September the 20th. They say progress has been made. For me, I don't believe this report at all. I can't see a world where Liverpool let Mohamed Salah go now. There's just no way. If they were going to sell Mohamed Salah, it would have had to be much earlier in this window. There's just no way. I just can't see them sanctioning. I don't care how much money is put down in front of them or who pushes for what or whatever. Just don't believe it's too late. It's just not going to happen. You can't sell your best player on the eve of this. It's just not going to happen. Because when Liverpool do eventually lose Mo Salah, someone's going to have to come and fill that void, and Liverpool are going to have to be prepared for that. So Al Ittihad can do whatever they want. I hope this doesn't come back and bite me squarely on the backside, but I'm not having this one. I do believe, though, I think next summer, I think there will be a conversation to be had around Mohamed Salah. Let me make it perfectly clear now. I wouldn't want Liverpool to sell Mo Salah next summer. I don't want it. I want Mo Salah to retire as a Liverpool player, but he'll have one season left on his contract, and maybe then that's where someone somewhere decides that that's what they're going to try and do. But no, I'm not having it at all. For me, non-starter now, but next summer, I wouldn't be shocked if this is a thing. But I think these are reports are coming out. And listen, these journalists and the people and reporters are only doing their jobs. But I think it's massively in the interests of the Saudi Arabian Pro League and all of these clubs to be linked with certain players. I think from a PR move, it does them really, really well. It sows seeds of doubt. Listen, this is now, how many Liverpool players have been linked with Saudi Arabia? We saw two. There was links to Alisson, there was links to Diaz, there was links to Thiago, and now, and obviously the Mohamed Salah stuff as well. It keeps these clubs and it keeps that league in the news cycle. And I think that's kind of what, listen, ultimately, I still believe it's a sports washing project. Not everyone agrees and everyone has their own feelings on the Saudi Pro League. I think that's what it is. Therefore, positive PR is a good thing for them all the time. So I think it's increasingly obvious that it's beneficial for them to have their names. And also just throwing about the fact that they've got the money, and I think people are starting to realise nobody's off limits. Everyone's got a price and we can get anyone. You know, when you sign Benzema and you sign Ronaldo, and then you're going out and get younger players as well, and you're going to sign some of the hottest young talents around in Europe, then obviously it's laying down a market that everyone's there, and we don't think there's anyone who's off the market or off the table. And Mohamed Salah would be the biggest signing they could make, I'm certain of that. Probably, and again, certainly now the best Arab footballer on the planet, maybe the greatest Arab footballer of all time. I'm struggling to think of many off the top of my head who might be better than him. Maybe if you guys know of anyone, feel free to get in touch with it if I've just mistakenly forgot somebody. But yeah, it's obvious why the Saudi League wants Mohamed Salah. I'm not having this thing of confident before the end of the window. I'm calling BS on that. I don't believe that to be true at all, because his agent himself has dismissed the talk of him going to Saudi Arabia. Liverpool just aren't entertaining it. But we're going to have to get used to the fact that there's going to be loads of these stories. And again, with the Pro League window closing on the 20th of September, between our deadline day and that deadline day, I think the news cycle will go into overdrive, because there's no one, you can't report on Liverpool wanting a player, or Man United or Chelsea or Arsenal or Tottenham wanting players. How are you going to fill that space? You're going to have to fill it with sales, and who's buying? It's the Saudi Arabian Pro League. So more to come on this one, but hopefully my BS detector's going off on this one. I hope I'm right, and I'm pretty confident that their confidence is misplaced and that Mo Salah will be a Liverpool player at least for one more season, and hopefully, in my opinion, anyway, many more years to come. Right then, second story of the day comes around André, yes, the Brazilian midfielder. We've been speaking about him a lot on shows. It was reported by ESPN Brazil that Liverpool have made a bid for the Fluminense midfielder. Now, Neil Jones was on our Geno Insight show today over on Red Men Plus. And if you listen to Neil, or you happen to catch that one as well, Liverpool have categorically denied that story. They've denied that they made any bid for the player. It's been well established that contact was made with the selling club, or potentially with the potential selling club, I should say. Fluminense aren't actually a selling club just yet. They don't want to sell him. Just to see the terms of a deal, what would it take to get him? What are they looking for? And what Liverpool got back at the time is that they're not interested in selling him now, because they are still trying to win the Copa Libertadores. At time recording, they play this evening in that quarterfinal first leg. That's at 1:30 a.m. UK time. Work that out yourselves, because I've got no idea where you're listening to this one. They're playing Olympia of Paraguay at home, 1:30 a.m. That one, Friday morning, essentially UK time, very early on. So André himself said about the interest. It's normal for offers to come in, even more so when the team is doing well, progressing through the Copa Libertadores and at the top of the Brasileiro, not just for me, but for others too. But I'm happy that the offers have come in, but my head is 100% on Fluminense today. I'm right, yeah, so that's basically, it's the bog standard answer of, it's nice to be wanted, but I've got a big game to focus on and I need to give it my all. And that should be the answer. You know, there's been reports, again, Emmanuel Luiz spoke to us directly saying that the player wants the move. Of course he does. Why wouldn't he want to join Liverpool? Most players should want to join Liverpool. But he's also got a big game. Imagine Liverpool about to play a Champions League quarter final, and on the eve of it, some player starts kicking off saying he wants to leave. Don't want that. I remember before the final, when it was reported that Sadio Mane might be leaving, and everyone was like, not now. This is not the time for it. So I can understand why the selling club, for example, in this situation, or the Fluminense, I keep saying selling club, they might not even be selling, are hesitant to do business. Now, if they get beat 6-0 tonight, maybe that changes. There's been talk of bids coming for a January move. I wonder if they did get knocked out of the Copa, and obviously the second leg is very early on the Friday the 1st, which is actually Liverpool's deadline, so we'll be waiting a long time, and things, it would be squeaky bum time by then, and do you think Liverpool would have left it too late to find out? So it looks like if this one is going to get done, Liverpool are going to have to stump up a lot of money to pay a potential release clause, which is reportedly around 40 million euros. But that's reportedly. I don't know how accurate that is. Of course, ESPN Brazil reported that. Or wait till the deadline day itself to see if they're still in the Copa de Libertadores. Now, again, they will be pushing it fine, because what if they are through and then all of a sudden you're scrambling around on deadline day trying to find someone else? That feels far too risky for me. So the André stuff, there's obviously definitely interest. He's young enough where this could be one they revisit in January or in the summer. I'm starting to get the sense that as much as the player would like the deal, it'll take a lot to get it done this window. Again, might be proven completely wrong. The last time I spoke on a show, I said I didn't think Alexis McAllister's red card was going to get overturned, and 15 minutes later it was overturned. So what the heck do I know? But I'm starting to get the sense on the André stuff that there's definitely interest, but it might be one that gets acted upon further down the line, and hopefully Liverpool are doing their best in this current window to find somebody else. They desperately, for me, need at least one player. I think they need two. I think they need a midfielder and a defender. My preference at this moment in time, I think they're desperate for a midfielder. Who that is, I don't know. Hopefully another Endo situation that comes out of nowhere for some player. That's what we're all hoping for. But yeah, thanks very much, guys, for listening to this episode of Bite Size on your podcast apps. If you could do us a favour and leave us a 5-star review, a high mark, whatever rating system is in play on your podcast app of choice, genuinely, it really, really does help us out. It really, really does. People love that kind of stuff. Recommend it to your mates. Tell your friends to tell your friends. Don't go scrolling through Twitter all day. The Red Men have got you covered on the Bite Size podcast. I mentioned earlier on about Journal Insight with Neil Jones. That is available now, both in video and in podcast forms over on redmenplus.com as well. Loads more content over there as we build up towards the Newcastle game. There's an opposition preview with the guys from Newcastle Fan TV. Loads more content, including on match day itself. After the game, you'll have the instant match reaction and the player rating show on Plus and tons of content. So if you'd like to support everything we do here at Red Men for free, that is supported massively by our wonderful Red Men Plus subscribers. So if you want to go and check it out, like I say, there's no minimum terms. You can sign up, give it a go for a month. If you don't like it, just cancel it. That's fine. There's no like guarantees that you've got to sign up for X amount of time. So if you would do that as well, would appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Bite Size. We'll be back with another one on Friday. Until then, I'll see you all soon and take care, everybody.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.